first thing they need to know is that it seems to understand that technology is a common denominator to the challenges that face the country, and certainly those that specifically face the government. So when it comes to the health IT that you mentioned, when it comes to new procurement for green, environmental-friendly IT, comes to new system upgrades, cybersecurity, border security, there's an understanding that they're going to have to turn to the very best of the private sector to help meet these challenges.
So how should they get ready for this, and when should they sort of start looking at these opportunities?
Well, I think they should start looking right away, because obviously this is on a fast track. The House and Senate both committed to the idea of getting this done as soon as humanly possible to get it on the president's desk for signature. Obviously unprecedented economic circumstances and a real urgency to move. And then I think beyond that, the positions of the House and Senate going into conference are all right there on the website. You can kind of see the probable, you know, do a delta to figure out the probable funding levels and where the opportunities are going to be. And indeed, I can assure you that the business development officers of these companies are doing that as we speak.
And I know there have been a lot of concern from industry folks, particularly about the TARP portion of money, because they didn't feel like it was hard to tell where the money was going, how you could, they weren't going through a typical FAR process, and it was sort of hard to find out where spending was happening. This seems like it's going to be a much more open process.
Yeah, I think it'll be much more transparent. I think that's one of the core values that the Obama administration brings to this from their much talked about campaign,
right?
In terms of a lot of transparency. So I think on this side of it, we're going to see the roadmap, and what there is going to be is a real sense of urgency to get this done as quickly as you can, as professionally, obviously, as possible, getting the very best from the private sector.
So how should then vendors prepare themselves and do their homework?
Well, I think it's a combination of things that they know very well. First of all, knowing what the program funding is going to be, what the limits are, that the targets of it, understanding who the key new decision makers are going to be in the executive branch, and then obviously being subject to appropriate oversight as well. So I think folks are honing in on that. We certainly, as an association, Chris had mentioned that we just finished this merger to become Tech America. We're going to be helping our companies understand that, setting up meetings with some of the key players in the new administration, so we understand exactly what the goals are. And then it's going to be a healthy competition, which is good for the taxpayer.
Is there any concern that, you know, there is probably going to be a lot of oversight of how this money, particularly given the concern that we're hearing up on the Hill, that there wasn't enough involved in TARP? Any concern that by bidding on these things, that all of a sudden you put yourself up for just being having every decision that you make guessed and second-guessed?
Well, you know, I think that is part and parcel with deciding to do business with the government. And none of our member companies have ever shied away from appropriate and rigorous oversight. So that's comes with the territory.
Yeah, it certainly does. Yeah. You're having a big event tomorrow night where the merger of ITAA and AEA will be, this is formalizing that. Tell us a little bit what you're doing tomorrow night.
Well, actually, it's going to be tonight up in the new visitor.
Ah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Paul Otellini, the CEO of Intel, will be one of our guests along with Congresswoman Anna Eshoo. Intel, of course, today announcing a $7 billion investment in plants here in the United States, so he's going to be a welcome guest at that party. But it's really to celebrate the coming together of these two associations plus two others that we merged with during the last year, trying to build and now effectively building Tech America, the largest, broadest association in the tech space for both those selling to government as well as those in the commercial space. We touch a total of, between ourselves and our future affiliates, we'll have 1,500 direct members and some 15,000 affiliate members.
And we saw, and ITAA has had several mergers over the past 18 months or so. Yesterday, we saw a merger in sort of the private sector organizations with the Council for Excellence in Government merging with the Partnership for Public Service. What does that say about this market, this environment? Is it just saying that there's just not enough money to grow? What's your thoughts about that?
Well, my take on it is that much like the private sector, scale really matters. And so if you can scale, you have a bigger voice, you have a more concentration, more resources. And in the kind of very noisy marketplace of, yeah. of public policy, you need to have a pretty good size megaphone to get some attention. We think we're the most important sector of the entire economy and the most important sector to the success of modern government. So we want to trumpet that fact and make sure people are listening to us and factoring our view into every public policy consideration.